Is it the American way to attack Christians?
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible Upholding Ministry of Answers in Genesis. Well, Ken, we know that the American way is generally to be tolerant, but in recent times it's not the case with Bible-believing Christians, right?
Well, here in America, there's a group called People for the American Way. Now, it promotes itself as open-minded and in favor of freedom of expression, and that's why American Way is in its name. Now, for all its claims to be tolerant, it's engaged in a long campaign of censoring Christianity. And now they're directing their efforts at creationists. They've even attacked our Answers in Genesis ministry. Now, one of their reports was just filled with errors. In fact, the very first sentence in the report contained a gross mistake when it declared that Kansas had removed evolution from the state curriculum. No such thing ever happened. It's curious that the People for the American Way attacked our ministry for being so dogmatic about the Bible. At the same time, they're the ones who are dogmatically insisting that our views are wrong and shouldn't be heard in the classrooms. It appears that secular humanists are now even more devoted to censoring those who hold different views. As an organization that calls itself a civil rights group, People for the American Way, well, it's betraying its name.
Perhaps the most asked question we receive at the Answers Ministry is, where did Cain find his wife? Read Ken Ham's answer on our attractive website, answersradio.com.